96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. The Trump-Russia probe, high drama in the White House press room, a black congresswoman disrespected on national television, and more. We're talking about it all at the Reporters Roundtable. My guests are Drew Elins, progressive political commentator, Denise Roelark Barnes, newspaper publisher and chair of the National Newspaper Publishers Association, and Giano Caldwell, conservative political commentator and a President Trump supporter. Lines are open. Give us a call. Oh, there he is. He's fussed already. Boy, I tell you. Everybody else was nice. Everybody said, thank you very much. You got a slight nod. And then Giano comes in and hands up in the air, waving like he cares. Lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Thank you all for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's first talk about the latest. Okay, the House Intelligence Committee investigation into the Trump campaign and Russia appears to be stalled today. And the Senate Intelligence Committee says, well, let's show you how it's done. Drew, your thoughts about that?
You know, I think it's really unfortunate situation for the chair of the House Intelligence Committee to be in. I think he just really not only the fact that he's acting suspiciously. I don't think it really had to be that way if he just really relied upon the intelligence staff and actually talked with them and really used some intellect around this. And I think he just failed because, one, there is a connection, meaning that he was a part of the transition team. I think whatever it is that he saw, probably his name or something popped up. And all of this circus around it, I think, did not have to happen because they started out right until the FBI director said, oh, in fact, we are looking into this. And then they started to try to figure out how do we make this work. And I just think it's unfortunate. And I'm really just disgusted with how all of this is acting. And I hope that the Senate Intelligence Committee could show us something. But even further, I think it needs to be an outside independent investigation on this.
Is it time, Giano, for Congressman Devin Nunes to step aside as chair of the House Intelligence Committee?
Absolutely not. Not step aside. Perhaps in this particular situation, the optics are very bad. I can be very honest about that. I think the fact that the Senate is now taking over and Chairman Richard Burr says that, hey, we're going to look through some documents. We're going to subpoena people if necessary. I think that's good. I think that everyone knows, especially people like Speaker Ryan, even President Trump to a degree has admitted that Russia did interfere in our elections. It is concerning. I think we all should be concerned. And I think there is a need to have independence here. So I would agree with that, Drew, on that there's a definite need for independence. But at the same time, we have to allow our Senate committees that are have the jurisdiction over these situations, because, you know, during this election, it wasn't a bunch of, as your words earlier, Trump supporters around. It was a fractured party. And that's my party. I'm a Republican. So folks weren't all in support of President Trump, as on the Democratic side when President Obama won, all the Democrats were pretty much united.
But his base is still supporting him, though. Sure. Wouldn't you say? Yeah. And I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's fake news or real news or Trump news.
But the way you're saying it is, though, his base is the Senate Republicans or the House Republicans, for that matter. That isn't his base.
That's not his base, but Nunes was definitely a part of the transition team.
But the fact that it's his party obviously doesn't mean that much when you couldn't get a health care repeal replace bill passed. So I think that that's a narrative that isn't correct. So I wouldn't oppose that statement.
Okay, do you agree with that, Denise?
Yeah, I mean, it's clear that there's some disconnect between the president and his own party. Not only, they're in the Congress, but I think that any of these, this investigation going back to your original question, I think Nunes should recuse himself. Mm-hmm. I think he should do that so that this is not a tainted operation, that the American people have some faith in how this investigation is conducted. And I think the president in the end probably would be feel more confident himself in knowing that, you know, it went the way that it's supposed to go.
But see, and not to put a too fine a point on it, I didn't say recuse. I said step down as chair.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah, because
right.
because
recuse would maybe a bit better in terms of recusing from the investigation, considering the optics of the situation, considering everything that has occurred. That may be needed.
Well,
step down his chair, I would disagree with that.
Jeff Sessions recused himself from the investigation, and I think that was an appropriate thing for him to do.
He didn't step down as AG.
Exactly. Right. But in the Nunes case, yeah. I mean, you know, when we're talking about not deep throat, but maybe shallow throat kinds of visits to the White House and trying yeah. to get, you know, and not telling the committee what's going on, you know, all of this clandestine
Yeah.
activity.
I've been trying to figure out, I mean, is he inept? Is he? Well, I didn't understand the process, because even if someone contacted him, whomever it is, I don't, you know, the whole, was it somebody in Trump, whatever. Even if somebody contacted him with this information, he acted as if he was ill prepared to even be the intelligence chair of a committee. So I get where you're coming from. For right now, though, he needs to recuse himself from this. But I, you know, when you think of his background and all of the things that he's from, and no military background, none of the things that kind of make you, you know, one that you know are really make yourself prepared for this role, he really showed that he was not prepared for this, not just because it's Trump and he was a part of the transition, but just how he handled
everything. But we also...
Hold on for a minute. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're at the Reporters Roundtable talking about politics this week. It has been an extremely busy week. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. Let's go to John, calling from Maryland. Hey, John, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Turn your radio down for me, please.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing just fine.
All right, I got a question and a comment. My first question is, I'm wondering to myself, why isn't anyone looking at this Trump regime as an anarchist regime at its core? Because every person that he has appointed to the cabinets, they all have a opposing view to that cabinet even being in existence. And then also having Steve Bannon in there, who has called himself a Leninist, who wants to destroy government from the inside out.
But let me say, John, let me say this. I mean, I get it, but what you're saying is old news. And I mean, they are where they are. Certainly, the president has the option to pick whomever he wants, you know, for his cabinet. They've been confirmed. And so you may not necessarily like their politics. And, you know, okay, you've got a Betsy DeVos, you've got a... what's our HUD secretary's name? I can't, you know.
Carson.
Thank you. You know, yeah. It seems that they may be anti what their cabinet appointments
suggest. Ben Carson is an anti HUD.
You know, well, he doesn't know anything about HUD
either. He's
made,
I mean,
he was confirmed.
Yeah,
by the
and
was
I
he
said
not?
He was confirmed.
Oh,
by,
okay.
Yeah, but so was Betsy DeVos, and she didn't know anything about education. So
are you serious? She ran a charter school.
Public education.
Yeah, okay. Public education. So anyway,
okay, we're not going to go down that rabbit hole, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So moving on.
Go ahead, Denise. To John's point, please.
Well, I mean, I think that what John is saying means that the American people have to keep a watchful eye over these appointees, over these agency heads, and over the president. I mean, in the past, we've had presidents that we voted in and walked away. We can't do that this time. And we have to stay totally engaged and make sure that we understand every move that they're making and how it's going to impact our communities, and be vocal about what things that we would not allow if we had the power to change them.
Okay, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let us go to our next topic, and certainly this has been an extremely interesting week inside the White House press room.
If the president puts Russian salad dressing on his salad tonight, somehow that's a Russian connection. But every single person... I appreciate your agenda here, but the reality is, hold on. No, at some point, report the facts. Republican, Democrat. So I'm sorry that that disgusts you. You're shaking your head. I appreciate it. But understand this, that at some point, the facts are what they are. And every single person who has been briefed on this situation with respect to the situation with Russia, Republican, Democrat, Obama appointee, career, have all come to the same conclusion. At some point, April, you're going to have to take no for an answer.
There you go. White House spokesman Sean Spicer dueling with April Ryan, who, of course, is a longstanding black reporter, Morgan State University alum. I thought I'd throw that in as well. Go Bears. But, you know, that was just the beginning. And then we get this piece from Hillary Clinton. Oops. Oh, I think we may have lost that. Hillary Clinton, last night, California. There she is.
Just look at all that's happened in the last few days to women who were simply doing their jobs. April Ryan, a respected journalist with unrivaled integrity, was doing her job just this afternoon in the White House press room when she was patronized and cut off trying to ask a question. One of your own California congresswomen, Maxine Waters, was taunted with a racist joke about her hair.
There it is. Okay, so we've got April Ryan dueling with Sean Spicer, Bill O'Reilly saying at best untoward things about Congresswoman Waters. Some would say racist, some would say sexist. I would say definitely inappropriate, because who cares about her hair when he was listening to her on the floor of the House talking about critical issues. Drew, some could argue that this week women are under attack, particularly black women.
You know, I read the hashtag black women at work or mm-hmm. black women at work or whatever. And you know, what I saw and what I heard, because I have been trying to be mindful of how much news, television news, I've been taking in. I saw that, yes, I have. Because I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to be peaceful. You know, I'm trying to get all worked up. But honestly, you know, I think Spicer recognized his wayward ways from yesterday, because today he called on her first and tried to really change and straighten it up. But I think there has always been an arrogance and a level of unprofessionalism, if you will, combativeness from the White House or from the press secretary's office. So I'm not surprised by that.
You're referring to this previous administration as well, or just
talking
this
specifically
one?
Right now, and we can go there to the rest. But we can also go there about how black reporters have been treated, and I know
we
intimately
also talk about how black reporters were treated under Obama administration.
Very well, we really can, because I know a whole lot of.
So black reporters were treated well under the Obama administration.
Yes,
they were given interviews.
They were given plenty of interviews.
Okay, so Roland Martin, I was on the set of his show, which you know very well. He's told me that in the first term of the Obama administration, right in the beginning, he was given an interview. That was great. But ever since then, he asked for interviews time and time again, and the administration would not give him an interview. I'm talking about the Obama administration.
Uh-huh.
And I said, why?
So,
why
let's talk.
Hold on.
Because my question was, are black women under attack this
yes.
week? That was my question.
And
Congresswoman Waters is not a reporter.
To quickly answer that question, Congresswoman Waters, someone I deeply respect, had an opportunity to sit in the office with her and Monique Presley, Ben Crump, for an hour and a half last year, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Very lovely lady. I appreciate her. I will defend her if I believe it's appropriate. I think what happened in that segment was inappropriate in every way. I thought that he was trying to be funny, but it was the wrong joke to make. Period.
Not only that, he tried to come back and give that whole statement of, oh, but I think I respect her and et cetera. You can't respect somebody that you want to put down. Mm. And furthermore, there has always been this lack of respect been treated towards April Ryan from day one, even by President Trump. So when you start talking about how black women have been treated and black reporters have been treated, I guarantee there's never been a time where a black reporter under another administration has been asked, can you set up a meeting with the Congressional Black Caucus? So let's just go around about talk about how black women were treated this week. Awful.
All right. I need to take a break. When we come back, I want to hear what Denise has to say about this. Yeah, and we also need to talk about Omarosa. Something happened last week at a black press event. We want to get the inside scoop about that. If you are on the line, stay with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're at the Reporters Roundtable. You will be able to hear the program. Please do not hang up. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.